on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed that time with Tim Timmons. Pretty great to hear the music, to hear his story. I haven't gone to see the movie yet. I can only imagine two. But what a great story. If you haven't heard, Tim Timmons is going to be part of our Easter Sunrise service at University Stadium. And you'll find details at easterabq.com. In preparation for heading into the Easter weekend, I also want to remind you, we will again be having a blood drive in the parking lot at Calvary Church Albuquerque on Good Friday. Vitalant will be out here. They'll have like three of the mobile units out here. And here's the goal. We would love to see 80 people. That's not a lot. When you think of all the people you see come on this campus on Good Friday, to get 80 people to donate blood to show our community how much we do care for our community. You know, as Christians, we know, right? There's life in the blood. Celebrate what Christ did for us by sacrificing his blood on the cross and then conquering death so we can live. We can show the love of Christ to others. This is a great way to do that in our community. 80 donors. Would you be one of those? I will tell you this. Jim Williams and Steve Ryman are signed up. Where can we give? We're going to do it. Join us in that. And if you sign up early, it actually makes the whole process go, you know, much more easy and quick. Go to klyt.fm. In the Action Center, you'll see the Vitalant banner. Just click on that, and you'll see where you can sign up to give blood, klyt.fm. In studio with us, some leaders in ministry in Valencia County. They've got their own Easter plans. We're going to get into that and so much more. Ray Jaramillo joins us, the pastor of Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, and Sean Gibson. Headmaster, is that the title, Sean?
That's correct, the headmaster.
The headmaster at Canon Christian Academy, who we recently featured for a full month right here on KLYT. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Steve, great to be with you. Man, yeah. It's been a while.
It has. And you know what? Listen, every time, you know, I mean, almost daily I have a brother or sister in Christ across the table. Some I know better than others. And you guys, it just... And I know their family too, but this is, you know, this is the kind of family. I've known you guys for so long,
many years.
Yes, it's and I will tell you, it is an honor and a privilege to co-labor with you here in New Mexico. We were talking off the air about the work that has to be done, and the workers few. Right?
Amen. Amen. Appreciate what you do.
Well,
it's been a voice here in the whole state, and we're so grateful for the whole ministry here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Listen, anything we can do to be a megaphone for the body of Christ, and you guys obviously are a big part of that here in New Mexico. Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. Pastor Ray, for those not familiar, you know, a quick genesis of what happened down there. You guys, I don't even know much about before you landed in your current place, but just, you know, the ministry there in general.
A typical Calvary Chapel story. I started a Bible study in our living room. And God just began to add to that, and we kind of moved to buildings two or three times, and we ended up in the old Walmart building. And the Lord is doing some amazing things in a little community.
Right? Yeah, listen, if you have not been by Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, you know, especially if you spend time in Valencia County, check out the service times, ccrgv.com.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful facility. Go early enough if you're going to a service. Spend some time getting some good coffee and drinks. And you guys have actually, the menu's kind of expanded over the years.
Yes. Yeah, we have a full grill and breakfast served. And actually, on Sunday mornings, they do a buffet. So, it works out really
good. Very nice.
Yeah.
And we just, I did not
the
know
line
that.
Fast and,
I did not know that. I'm spreading the word, man.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing is, it's not just Sundays. That's a great place for the community. You know, the community can stop in any day of the week.
Monday through Friday.
Yep.
Open from 7:30 till 2. So we got the breakfast and lunch crowd come in, and the whole community shows up, man. It's a great little place to hang out and to fellowship, and and then we started opening up on Friday nights and Saturday nights, and it's been great. Just a good place for the, you know, the young people to come and have a place to hang out on the weekends.
They let old guys in there too.
Yeah, they'll let us in there too.
The inside's really pretty, and then also there's just this great outdoor patio environment that's just real inviting.
The pavilion.
Well, it's not the pavilion. No, there's a patio for the restaurant, and then there's the pavilion.
Yeah, in the front of the building.
Okay.
And then on where our Easter service that we're going to be talking about, we have a pavilion we've just finished.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Well, so on 7 a.m., we'll have our Easter services, a resurrection day, and we will be meeting out on our pavilion. We've just finished that up in the last year, and it'll be outdoors. It'll be there for the sunrise at 7 o'clock in the morning. And just a wonderful time of just hanging out, watching.
I need to keep you guys in this. I'm gonna guess. You know, I know an artist that's coming through town, looking for a place.
Dude, yes.
That's exactly what you're. You know, public type events that you can invite the community to.
Yes. Yeah. Keep us in mind. We'd love to host that.
Okay.
For sure.
Hey, let me. Since it came up real quick, I'm gonna deviate. Mitch McVicker is going to be at U-Turn for Christ tonight. Over on San Mateo. It's a free concert. I don't know if you know who Mitch is, but Mitch did a lot of work with Rich Mullins. Co-wrote some music with him. Yeah. Mitch's story, he was with Rich Mullins in his Jeep accident when he passed. They were doing ministry. They did a lot of ministry back then on the Navajo Nation. But Mitch is going to be here sharing music with the public. U-Turn for Christ, the Well Coffee Shop is right across from Cliffs Amusement Park, and that's tonight, I think at about 6 o'clock, but I know Mike Gomez would be happy to see all you guys over there for that. But this pavilion space, Pastor Ray, have you already done some things there?
Well, last Easter was our first
time
using it, and so this will be our second year being out there in the pavilion.
Okay, 7 a.m.
Correct.
Praying for, you know, one of those beautiful weather Sunday mornings.
Hope it stays like it is today.
Yeah. And then 10 a.m. inside the sanctuary.
In the sanctuary, 10 o'clock.
Pastor Ray, what are you going through right now? Is there something leading up to Easter? Or are you in another series?
So right now we're going through the life of Jesus. We're actually coming to kind of the last months of his life kind of where we're at on our Sunday morning services. But on Easter week, we do a Holy Week. And so Monday, actually we'll start off on Sunday with Palm Sunday. And then we're going to walk the life of Jesus Monday all the way through Resurrection Day. So every night at 7 o'clock, one of our pastors will be sharing on the events of that particular day and just kind of preparing our hearts as we're, you know, getting ready for Resurrection Sunday. And then on Good Friday, we do a 12 o'clock service.
Okay.
So that'll be at noon. That'll kind of...
So listen, if you're a business person or whatever in Valencia County or farther out, noon on Good Friday at Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. The easiest way to tell you is just the main exit going south or north. You know, it's the first exit going southbound on I-25 to Belen, correct?
Correct.
And then you just stay on the main drag, go south. It's not far down on the left.
You'll pass the new Walmart.
Yeah.
Right around the corner is where our facility
is. It's hard to miss. I mean, it's an old Walmart.
Yeah.
But, you know, we mentioned earlier the cafe and, you know, the work that's gone into that place, it's just a comfortable place to walk into. And really, if you're looking for a church home in Valencia County, this is a place you can walk in and feel at home. You've had a lot of faithful people attending there a long time, Ray?
Yes. Yeah. We've been going for 32 years now. So, so we're, just been blessing to see what the Lord's doing, our community being able to have an impact in the Rio Grande Valley there, and just excited to see what the Lord has in store. Some exciting things coming up. You know, is where we got Canyon Christian Academy. That's,
right.
That's there. We have a full K through 12.
I don't want to give away school. all the next segment.
Okay.
Because we're up against the break.
Yeah. Okay.
And let me tease, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, but we got some great stuff to tease. VBS is coming up. CBI, we're going to let you know what that is and more specifics in the next segment. And more coming up when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us. A reminder, another thing happening tonight, the youth are invited out to a one-night March Madness event at Sagebrush Church Uptown. That is just south of Constitution. It's actually on Arizona, south of Constitution. You could see the church, though, from San Pedro. They're going to be doing this event with their youth Remix Youth Ministry from 6th grade through 12th grade. Free stadium food, games, basketball and volleyball tournaments, giveaways, prizes. That'll be tonight, 6:30 at Sagebrush Church Uptown. That is on Arizona, just south of Constitution. So in studio with us, Pastor Ray Jaramillo and Pastor Sean Gibson from Calvary Chapel Rio Grande Valley. That's CCRGV. .com. How's the youth stuff going down in Valencia County? You guys always have got something going on.
Yeah. We you know, our youth is just going amazing.
Gangbusters.
We have gangbusters. Yeah, we got this weekend we have a youth conference taking place on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it's really important that our audience write down that website, ccrgv.com, because you guys have regular events. You do a great job updating the website, by the way. You have regular women's events, regular men's events. By the way, I was talking to our tech ops, our IT guy today. I told him you were coming on. He's been here a while. He goes, yeah, it's been a while, I guess, since he's been down, but he used to always go to your men's events.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Which, annual, right, guys?
Yeah, annual. Every last week of September, men's conference. Yeah.
All right, so put that on the calendar, guys. But there's VBS, which we mentioned going into the break. We talk about anything specific about VBS? Is it already on the website? Do we know?
I don't know if it's on the website, but I know that our VBS is the energy level of our VBS is pretty insane, because we also have a thing, what you mentioned in youth, called the Extreme Team, which is just a whole series of youth who move into the church on Sunday night, and they will live there 24/7 until the VBS is over. And the energy that the youth bring into our VBS is incredible. We're pushing 100 youth volunteers plus 100 adult volunteers plus hundreds and hundreds of kids from the community. So it's a pretty dynamic event.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking off the air about the investment in the next generation.
Yes.
And we don't, you know, it isn't hard to find in scripture how Jesus felt about the children. Mm-hmm. You know, yours, like most churches in our community, find a way to encourage those kids during the summer to be part of the VBS. These are kids, I have to imagine, like again, I've seen it here for years. You know, a lot of these are unchurched kids.
Yes.
And a lot of parents are taking advantage of the opportunity to have the kids watched for a couple hours. Okay. Right?
They get some Jesus.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we're talking about this again off the air, Sean. You know, in contrast, you know, you can put your kids in a, listen, whether you drop off your kids at VBS or public school, you need to be involved in the raising of your children. However, we were saying off the air before we came on, we were talking about that. You know, Sean, you oversee Canon Christian Academy, and instead of turning our kids over to someone else to be indoctrinated in what's happening in our country, in our world, you have a curriculum there that is Jesus-centered. And again, we talked about off the air, keeping the main thing the main thing.
Right. Mm. Well, what's interesting is that we look at education in terms of like curriculum, right?
Yeah.
But there's another word, pedagogy, and pedagogy really is what the teacher does. All right. So a curriculum, that's a book.
Yeah.
But the pedagogy would be what the person pours into the student. And and that comes from the word paideia, which is Greek, which is in our New Testament all over the place. It's called discipleship. And that's the idea is as we're getting into a more technologically obstructed future, because technology can transfer information, but it can't impart wisdom.
Yeah. I was taught disciplined student learner. Would that be the same idea?
Yeah. It's the paideia, right?
Yeah.
If you were to transliterate paideia, it would be like this enculturization, right? So the idea is you want to impart your beliefs, your heritage, the fundamentals of your family, and you want that imparted into your kids. And the problem is that right now we're competing with devices and we're competing with screens. And unfortunately, I believe too many of our kids are being enculturated not from our heritage or our family or our beliefs, but they're being kind of taken advantage of by a culture that no longer respects the Bible.
Yeah. Well, we brought up Canon Christian Academy. I want to anyone listening that would be, you know, interested in finding out more, whether you're in Valencia County or not. I mean, it could be worth the commute for you to get your kids to a place that you know they're getting the information and the instruction that Sean is talking about. The website is ccabelin.com. I want to make sure, too, we get to this. I mentioned CBI. This is exciting, what you guys are planning in the coming months, really, because the ribbon cutting, God willing, I read the book of James, right? God willing, August 27th, ribbon cutting for CBI. What can you guys tell me about this?
Well, CBI is Calvary Bible Institute. It's a one-year program where we take 18 to 30-year-old young men and women and give them an opportunity with Calvary Chapel pastors pouring into them throughout the year, mainly taught by senior pastors and pastors in our fellowship. And then after afternoon times, they're getting practical Christian experience, and so we're using them in the school, we're using them opportunities to teach Bible studies. We got a Bible study at the Belen High School, and we're getting over 100 kids show up every Tuesday, where they're teaching. But we want to incorporate some of our young people to be able to take those things over and just give them opportunity to grow in their faith and use their gifts and raise them up. The cool thing about CBI, Joshua Springs is kind of the founding. There's now 26 CBIs throughout the nation.
Okay.
Throughout the world.
Yeah.
And so the program, you take 1 year here in the States. If you were to take a second year in the mission field, you can get a bachelor's degree. And you'll have mission experience as well as a good foundation in biblical service. And
well, here's what I see. I'm not trying to prognosticate or anything, but graduate from ccabelin.com. I want to make sure you have the website. ccabelin.com, Canon Christian Academy, and they can move right into CBI.
That's kind of a path that we would like to see happen, for sure.
If you think about it, our goal, our heart, would be the original heart. The philosophers talked about the transcendentals, right? That there's the good, the true, and the beautiful. And that's the idea, is that worship, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So it's a direct parallel to the scripture. But the idea is we want to raise our kids in the truth so that they desire the good and to live a virtuous life, to follow Jesus, and then ultimately to live a life that's beautiful or ultimate, excellent, right? The kingdom of heaven on earth. And so, we're not trying to, we don't have a low goal of saying, well, we want to make them college and career ready. It's like, no, we want to make them to be world shapers.
Amen. I love that. I love that. Hey, with the short time we have, I want to kind of recap what we've talked about. We've been visiting with Ray Jaramillo and Sean Gibson with Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley. Holy Week, they're going to have a service each evening, Sunday to Sunday. Then in the pavilion on Easter Sunday, 7 a.m. for the service, an inside service at 10 a.m. VBS is coming up this summer.
That's June 8th through the 12th.
June 8th through the 12th. Listen here. We'll continue to give you details on that as it draws closer. And then CBI, keep your ear to the ground. Be at CCRGV and watching what's going on. CCRGV.com. 18 to 30-year-olds, male and female. God willing, August 27th. Guys, we're at it. It goes that fast.
Yeah.
But it's always good to see you, brothers. And thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
Thanks so much.
We
appreciate
it.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.